New attendance records in Barcelona, the role that vitamin D, smoking, and fat intake play in MS, and major presentations on Teva's Copaxone, Biogen's Tecfidera, and Roche's breakthrough experimental PPMS drug ocrelizumab at ECTRIMS today. Hello, my name is Mike Nace, Editor-in-Chief in Multiple Sclerosis News Today, and welcome again to another edition of our special podcast series for ECTRIMS 2015. Today's program picked up where Thursday left off, with conference officials announcing a new record of attendees since the first ECTRIMS conference held back in Barcelona in 1992. By day two, ECTRIMS had reached a new participation record of 9,009 delegates. Early sessions featured valuable insights into multiple sclerosis that patients can take away from the conference. Dr. Shel Vornovic, a professor of neurology and epididymology at the University of Bergen, explained that, quote, overall fat intake is not significantly associated with MS risk, while Georges Curiel, MD, head of neuroimmunology and demyelinating diseases at the Dr. Raul Carrera Institute of Neurological Research in Buenos Aires, Argentina, made two revelations on smoking and vitamin D, noting that vitamin D plays an important role in inflammation for MS, and that when patients stop smoking, they can decrease the risk of disease progression. A satellite symposia held later on in the day, entitled Discovering a New World in MS by Teva Neuroscience, was held yesterday, October 8th, where Professor David Brassat from the University of Toulouse in France gave a talk entitled Genomics, Potential for Navigating Therapy to the Individual Patient. Professor Brassat believes that the pharmacogenomics field, quote, will rapidly evolve due to the knowledge surge in genetic techniques, and that it is, quote, a tool for defining extreme responders and patients at risk of severe adverse events, helping in the choice of the most adequate drugs and treatments for disease management. He concluded stating that, quote, given the heterogeneity of MS, there is no best treatment strategy available today. However, pharmacogenomics is a promising approach to navigate personalized medicine from bench to bedside due to the robustness and high translational potential to clinical practice. In the same session, Dr. Omar Khan from the Wayne State University School of Medicine in Detroit, Michigan, presented his work under the title Translating the Glatiramer Acetate 40 mg 3 times a week trial data into real-life clinical experience. Dr. Khan, an expert in multiple sclerosis and related diseases, noted that Copaxone 20 mg has a good long-term safety profile. However, patients see self-injecting and injection site reactions as a serious inconvenience of using the drug. Quote, injection site reaction is the most frequent adverse event, said Dr. Khan in his presentation. This side effect is important as it can result in non-compliance with the treatment. With the purpose of improving compliance and reducing injection site reactions, Copaxone was developed in a high concentration formula to be administered only 3 times a week. Quote, glatiramer acetate 40 mg 3 times a week allows for an increased patient adherence, concluded Dr. Khan, who believes that this Copaxone treatment regimen, quote, is a safe and effective initial treatment option for RRMS patients. In addition, it offers a tailored approach to RRMS patients, preferring a less frequent injection schedule for improved convenience of use and a reduced risk of injection site reactions. Later on, a top MS researcher for Biogen IDEC answered questions in an exclusive interview with Multiple Sclerosis News Today correspondent Dr. Anna DeBarros at a satellite symposia entitled MS Developments, Transitioning Evidence into Clinical Practice. The interview and first presentation of the symposia was given by Dr. Andrew Chan from Ruhr Universität in Germany, entitled Weighing Up the Evidence with New Therapies and New Benefits, which highlighted recent findings on Biogen's MS therapy, Tecfidera.
So in Tecfidera, it's more efficient when patients begin treatment at an early stage of the disease. However, data from your studies reveal that even in those patients that change from placebo to the drug later on in the trial, relapses were significantly reduced. Do you think there is a maximum limit from time of diagnosis for a patient to begin taking this drug?
Honestly, we don't have any data on that. The earlier, the better. It's not only true for Tecfidera. It's true for all of the new medications that we're you're dealing with. However, rather even late, better than never. So, you know, that's the simple answer. Theoretically, biologically, there may be some sort of thresholds. We just don't.
Okay. So the other question is, what were the outcomes in terms of safety? Because in your press release, you mentioned a favorable overall benefit-risk profile with Tecfidera. However, were there any serious side effects when compared to placebo or glatiramer acetate?
So you know that as well in the post-marketing setting as well as in the long-term studies, there were single cases of an opportunistic CNS infection from resident multifocal encephalopathy. So the one denominator we have right now is a long-standing and severe lymphopenia in these patients. If this is the only risk factor, we just don't know. However, that's the reason why I personally believe it's quite important to have a look.
Okay, so for the last question, for the remaining years of the ENDORSE trial, what outcomes do you expect in the patients and the treatment concerning their relapse rates and quality of life?
If we knew, then we wouldn't have to do the trial. So, you know, I mean, we're talking about the patient population which has switched from placebo now to the active treatment. And the question really is whether, like, the effects that we had during the first 2 years or so will be diluted over subsequent than another 6-8 years or so. We just don't know. I tend to believe, given, you know, the experience with other long-term extension trials, that we will see a sustained efficacy.
Okay. Thank you very much, Professor. Thank you.
These are particularly key insights since Tecfidera is the most prescribed oral multiple sclerosis treatment in the world today. Finally, the biggest story of ECTRIMS thus far has been Roche's announcement of positive results for three pivotal phase 3 studies of experimental MS therapy ocrelizumab in relapsing multiple sclerosis as well as primary progressive multiple sclerosis patients. The results, particularly for treating PPMS, indicate that the novel therapy may represent a viable therapeutic option for progressive forms of the disease. The therapy was tested in three major clinical trials, OPERA-1, OPERA-2, and ORATORIO. The OPERA-1 and OPERA-2 studies tested ocrelizumab in patients with relapsing MS, which showed increased efficacy in reducing three key markers of disease activity when compared to interferon beta-1a, a well-established MS therapy. The ORATORIO study focused on patients with PPMS where ocrelizumab significantly reduced disease progression, particularly patients' disability, for at least 12 weeks when compared to a placebo. Additionally, the drug achieved positive results in other parameters, including reducing the time required to walk 25 feet, the volume of chronic inflammatory brain lesions, and brain volume loss. MS News Today continues to bring you live on-site coverage of ECTRIMS 2015, presenting the latest science, research, and advocacy news in a format that patients can understand and appreciate. Be sure to check out multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for all the latest stories. For MS News Today, I'm Mike Nace. Thanks for listening.